This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the compendium of complete works of great Tamil poet and freedom fighter Subramanya Bharati at his residence in New Delhi today. Subramanya Bharati's writings instilled patriotism in people, brought the essence of Indian culture and spiritual heritage of the country to masses in a language the masses can relate to. The 23-volume set compendium of his complete works has been compiled and edited by Sini Vishwanathan and published by Alliance Publishers. It contains details of the editions, explanations, documents, background information and philosophical presentation, among others of the writings of Subramanya Bharati. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow yesterday on the margins of the 21st session of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Cooperation. Defence Ministry said in a statement that they discussed various issues of bilateral defence cooperation. Both leaders expressed their partnership between both countries holds immense potential and combined efforts will pave way for remarkable outcomes. During the meeting, Mr. Singh mentioned the friendship between India and Russia, saying New Delhi has always stood by its Russian friends and will continue to do so in future. Two educational institutions in Punjab are raring to host the 7th edition of Smart India Hackathon, a 2024 software edition from today. The lovely professional university, LPU Fagwara, near Jalandhar, is hosting the grand finale as one of its key nodal centres, having 37 teams tackling 6 critical issues posed by the governments of Punjab and Rajasthan related to artificial intelligence and mentor connect, etc. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed on ensuring a safe, secure and equitable digital environment that protects the rights and dignity of every individual. She said cybercrime and climate change are the new threats to human rights. The president was addressing a program on the occasion of Human Rights Day in New Delhi yesterday. President Murmu said, India stands as a shining example before the world by implementing policies for poverty alleviation, hunger eradication and offering equal opportunities to the youth. On the occasion, President Murmu released 3 publications of the National Human Rights Commission. Human Rights Day is celebrated on 10th of December every year to commemorate the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The theme for this year is Our Rights, Our Future, Right Now. Addressing the event organized by National Legal Services Authority, NLSA, in New Delhi yesterday to commemorate the day, Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna highlighted that criminal codes require reform. He underlined that national capacity of under-trial prisoners is 4,36,000, but there are 5,19,000 under-trial prisoners. The International Paragliding Championship and Aerosport Festival 2024 began yesterday in central Mizoram's Sirchip district. The championship will run till Friday. Pilots from South Korea, Nepal, Kazakhstan and Indonesia will take part in the event. The closing ceremony is scheduled to be held at Jabalpur landing site, where Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Dohuma will be the chief guest. The event was inaugurated by District Deputy Commissioner Paul L. Kumar, who is also chairman of the International Paragliding World Championship Organizing Committee. Alongside the aerial event, the International Paragliding Championship and Aerosport Festival is hosting a variety of stalls at Jabalpur, showcasing the region's cuisine, culture and attractions. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said yesterday that Israel was creating a sterile defense force defense zone in southern Syria to prevent hostile forces from approaching its borders. Speaking during a visit to the Navy base in Haifa, Mr. Katz said he and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had instructed the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, to establish the zone, which would be free of weapons and armed threats and created without a permanent Israeli presence. He added that Israeli forces are currently completing the deployment in the buffer zone and strategic areas to protect the Golan Heights and Israeli citizens. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over isolated places at Tamil Nadu, Karaikal, Puducherry, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rayalaseema today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.